Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am your host, Psychic Medium Michael, and I appreciate you tuning in today. And if you would like to be a part of the show, have a question that needs an answer, you can call me at 347-327-9316. Again, the call-in number to this program is 347-327-9316. There's a few callers ahead of you, but if you would like to call in, you can do so. Just pick up your phone and call me. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can. So let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll take some calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you've done for us up to this point. And Father, Mother, God, just let us listen to you more and just open up to you more and just realize that you will help us in any way that you can help us and any way that we need your help. Father, Mother, God, I pray for the listeners today. I pray that you would just meet their needs physically, spiritually, emotionally, whatever they need, that you would just touch their lives. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that and say namaste and I say amen. Let's go ahead and talk to my first caller, which is Mike. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. I'm doing all right. So how can I help you today?
Yeah, question. Just wondering if you see any breakthrough. I've got a good job for the time being type of thing, but I'm looking to for some insight in regards to revamping the career. What I do now isn't my career, but it pays the bills fine.
Right. Yeah. It's keeping the roof over your head and food in your stomach. I understand those kind of jobs. Yeah. I feel like that you'll find your career choice as you go into the next year here shortly, and you'll find your path as you move forward. Because I definitely see doors opening for you in 2015. 2015 looks like a really good year for you. So, especially spiritual growth, which I focus on this program, definitely see a lot of spirituality opening up for you as you go into next year. Feels like you've been a little stagnated, with the job thing, but I really feel like things are going to open up for you.
Excellent. Well, I've been working on my own mediumship as well, so it's
okay.
Sometimes when you're looking for your own answers, you don't know if it's what you think you want or if it's actually what's coming through, so it's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, that's like with me. I mean, I can't really read for myself. I have people that I reach out to that, can help me in that regard. But, yeah, it's hard. How's your mediumship stuff going? Are you opening up more?
Oh, yeah, because sometimes I'll just, go down to a place down the street and, have a light dinner and watch a game and maybe a beer, and I'll be sitting around this fire pit that they have outside because it's Arizona, so it's warmer.
Right.
And they'll just – I started to come out of the closet, and I'll be talking to some girls or something like that, and they're like, what do you do? I go, well, I'm a medium. And then I'll just practice, and like one girl had to call her mom and was just like, I just met this guy. He knew everything about you, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. So, and sometimes I have to have a name. Tell me the name of the person you're looking to connect with and see if I can describe them. And usually that's the case. So sometimes it comes right through where I can pull the name, and sometimes I need a little assistance.
Right. Yeah. Well, I'll be praying that you open up more and more and that things just open up for you. In every area of your life, I'll be praying for that. So
thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in today. You have a great day.
You as well. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, You know, I feel like as we go into next year, I feel like a lot of us are going to open up more. And I don't know about other psychics or other mediums out there, but for myself, I'm picking up differently than I have, and that's changing a little bit. So I don't know if other people are experiencing that as well. And if you are, just call in and share that with me, because you know, I know that I'm just picking up different, and things are opening up more. So let's go ahead and talk to 706. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, this is Tawana. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How can I help you today?
I walked away from someone in October, and I'm wanting to know, do you see a renewal on the horizon? Something, a fresh new start for us.
Yeah, I see that, but I wouldn't see that until next year. It looks like January, mid-January, things should be opening up more for you with this, relationship rekindling. I definitely see that, but I wouldn't see it until about mid-January.
Mm-hmm. I agree, and that is fresh, correct? Meaning better than it was.
Yeah. I just feel like the problem, was communication. Any relationship, we have problems sometimes communicating. So I feel like it was a communication problem. But I feel like as it opens up more in January, I feel like that will not be an issue anymore. You guys will be able to talk more and stuff like that. So,
okay, well, I'll give you a quick confirmation so all your callers know you are exactly right. That was the problem.
Right. Yeah. I appreciate that. And you know, it just seemed like you could get on the same page. It felt like you guys were trying too hard to put it together. I believe you guys are supposed to be together, but it shouldn't be that hard,
Yeah, that was
so
a lesson
like,
for me and some growth here shortly.
Right.
So I'm hoping he's coming to the same conclusion, and like you said, it'll be better. Well, I really appreciate
it.
No
problem. Yeah, I feel like you guys will grow together. Any relationship, takes a little work every once in a while. So, but I definitely see mid-January on this, where you guys are going to be reconnecting, and it's going to be a better start for you. So.
Thank you very much, sir. Have a good day, and
okay.
Have a great weekend, and have a Merry Christmas.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, Christmas is just around the corner. I can't believe that we're right there, and then the next week we're ending another year. Time is just going by fast and stuff like that. Let's go ahead and speak to 562. You're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in.
Hi, Michael. I just had a question about I had two abortions at a young age. And I was wondering, are those souls going to come back to me, or are they around me, or because I don't have any kids yet. But just wondering.
Yeah, you'll have some kids down the line, and I feel like that those souls will come back to you. And they are around you. Their energy is around you already. I don't know if you can feel that, but I can feel them close to you.
Okay. I kind of felt that they probably were around me waiting to come back or something.
Yeah, they're just waiting to come back on the planet again. So it just wasn't their time before. Don't feel bad about that, or anything like that. It just wasn't time for them to be here. But they're coming back, so don't worry about that. So.
Oh, okay, great.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too.
Let's go ahead and talk to Rose. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hey, Michael. I have a crazy question. I just want to know, when do you see everyone at my house being better? I mean, everybody has been sick of some kind, like the last 2 weeks.
Right. It feels like that should be clearing up right around Christmas. People should start feeling better. It's just something that's going through right now. It's also an energy thing that is taking place as well. So, but I feel like that things should be getting better for people in your family around Christmas, right after Christmas there.
Oh, good, because it seems like it's just hanging on, and I'm just like, enough already.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's a virus that hangs out, but I definitely feel like that it will be better by the end of the week. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
by
next weekend, things should be clearing up, so.
All right. Happy holidays. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Happy holidays back to you. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to 818. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. My question is, I have a young gentleman in my life who I have a strong connection with. Mm-hmm. I wanted to know if you could give me some more insight on what he's thinking and feeling at this moment and maybe some insight on his intentions.
Okay. Do you mind if I have his first name?
His first name is Bobby.
Bobby? Okay, thank you. That just helps me tap into him a little better. So let me see what's going on here. I feel like that he really cares about you, but at the same time, it feels like something is holding him back. You know, maybe some fear on his part of stepping into this relationship. Because when I look at him, I just feel like he's wanting to take a step forward, but there's also at the same time when he's wanting to take a step forward, I feel like that there is something holding him or pushing him back. But I do feel like you guys will connect more as you go into next year. But, you know, just give him some time because, I mean, I really do believe he cares about you. He's just having a hard time expressing that. So I wouldn't push him. If you push him, you're going to push him away. And you don't want to do that. Because I feel like you guys are a good connection. You know, just be careful you don't push him too hard.
So I just let him do his thing and do my thing, and if we get together, fine. If not, then fine too.
Yeah. I feel like that right now you guys are doing your own thing. It just feels like you're doing your own thing right now. But I would say by April next year, you guys will have a relationship that is solid and won't be like, you know, apart from each other right now. So.
Okay. Thank you so much. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, and you have a Merry Christmas as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go ahead and speak to 404. You're on air with me.
Hello.
Hi, you're on air. How can I help?
Hi, I was just calling to see what do you see for relationship.
Okay. Could you say your first name for me out loud?
Sure, it's Tanisha.
Okay, thank you. I just had a hard time knowing what your name was, so I appreciate you calling in. I see right now that Spirit wants you to work on you, but I do see a relationship opening up for you. It looks like about February of next year. So you know, it is coming together. It's just going to take some time. But I would see that more in February opening up for you.
Okay. And just one more quick thing.
Okay.
I have an ex-boyfriend, and he's not speaking to me. Do you think we will ever speak again?
I feel like that door is closed. I'm sorry to say that. I just don't see any communication coming from him. You know, maybe down the line, but I wouldn't see anything really early on that. So
okay.
All
right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a nice holiday season.
You too.
Bye bye. All right, let's speak to 818. You're on air with me.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for taking this call. I appreciate it.
No problem.
My topic is love, like the other callers I met. I've gone out 3 times with a nice guy, yet I pulled back because I sense he's seeing a woman that's been in his life for quite a while, yet he said they're just close friends and they're not boyfriend-girlfriend. And
right.
Do you agree with that?
I totally agree with that. I see different women around him. I don't know if he knows what he wants right now. Does that make sense to you?
Oh yeah. Oh, by the way, he talked. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm his type, or ever since I pushed him on that subject, I kind of felt, you know, I believed he was, and so I kind of pulled back, and we haven't spoken in a week, and then, well, really, it's going on like 9-10 days. So,
right.
Do you think maybe I pushed too much, and it's kind of done? I mean, we only went out 3 times.
Yeah, I feel like that personally. What I'm picking up is I don't feel like that he's the guy for you. I feel like that there is somebody. I feel like that there is somebody else out there that you would connect better with. I mean, you know, I think it's okay to have, you know, have a good time and stuff like that, but I feel like that he just isn't the one. So, all right. I think that we lost that caller, so hopefully you will listen to the show archive and get the information. So, but there is definitely somebody else out there coming into play. I would say looks like to me what I'm seeing in my vision here, probably about November of 2015. So something that you know, for you to think about. So let's go ahead and talk to Tina. You're on air with me. Hopefully I said your name right. Hi.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Thank you for having your show. I have a question about love as well. I would like to know what you get from my amazing boyfriend, Robert, in our relationship.
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing you, so I want to be sure that I get your question right. So you're asking about a relationship? Is that correct?
Yes, with my amazing boyfriend, Robert.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that are things slow right now with you guys? It just feels a little slow, like it's not moving the way you want it to move at the moment or something like that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I feel like that will change as you go into next year. I feel good about this person with you. I feel like there is a connection there. You're just going to have to be patient with him a little bit. But I feel like there's a good connection. So I would see you guys working out more as you go into 2015, where this relationship becomes a little more solid. But I get good vibes from him, so. Okay.
Yes, why is he so slow? He is as slow as molasses. That's what I wanted to know.
Oh, right.
Just
feel
he's
like.
He's amazing, just yeah. Slow.
Yeah, yeah. You guys have a good time, but he's just not moving this relationship on as fast as you would want it to move. I feel like he wants to go slow. I feel like that he's been hurt in a relationship before, so he doesn't want to rush into anything. But that's what I'm picking up. I just feel like he's afraid to get hurt, and so he just wants to go slow right now.
Yes, I'm turning into Mother Teresa with him.
Right. Yeah. So,
but we don't argue, and I don't.
Right.
We get along very well. So okay.
Yeah, you're just gonna have to be. You're just gonna have to be patient with him, and he's worth you being patient. So, but things should pick up for you in 2015 as far as the relationship goes. Okay.
Okay. Can I ask about my ex? I wanted to know, is there a person around him named Ruby? His name is Lewis.
Yeah, there's somebody around him. Yeah, I would say yes on that.
Yeah, but her energy is negative. She's supposed to be moving soon. Do you see her leaving soon?
Yeah, she should be out of the picture by 2015.
Okay,
so,
good.
Couple, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day. If you would like to be a part of the show, you can call me at 347-327. I said 327-9316. Okay. So I looked at the phone number and I was going, okay, is that the phone number? So I don't know what I was seeing there for a minute, but all right. 949, you're on air with me. I appreciate you calling in today. How can I help?
Hi. I just wanted to see what the new year might bring me, and maybe in January or February.
Okay. Have you been struggling with your health, or who's been struggling with their health? Because I see health issues. I don't know if it's you or somebody else or somebody trying to help you.
Well, I have family members struggling with their health.
Okay.
That I just talked to today on the phone.
Okay. Yeah, so I feel like they're going to get better. I feel like that's something that Spirit wanted to talk about really quick. But as far as you go, I see doors opening up for you. Are you working at the moment? Because I see a job change or something with a job.
Yeah, I am working. Mhm.
Okay, you're
working.
Okay.
And I'm right now. I'm trying to do some completions here in the next couple of weeks in regards to working on a paper that I've been long dragging, and I'm in the educational field. So.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that will be opening up more for you as you go into 2015. January and February looks like really good months for you as far as spiritual growth goes. So I feel like as you step out of this year into a new year, things are going to really start popping for you, where things are going to start opening up for you a lot more as you go into 2015. So hopefully that helps.
Okay. Do you see anything in regards to love?
I don't see a relationship at the moment, but that just means that I just can't see it right now. That doesn't mean it's not going to be there for you or coming up. I just can't see it at the moment.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's go ahead and talk to 610, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello? 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 Yeah, you're on air.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, how can I help you?
I was just calling in to find out about a job. I was recently, I lost my job. I was laid off. And I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up for me.
Yeah, I see a job opening up for you as you go into 2015. You should be
mm-hmm.
working by mid-January.
Okay.
Something should be opening up for you. I wouldn't expect anything this year. We're about out of this year, so because
mm-hmm.
the holidays will be interfering with a lot of jobs and stuff like that. But I feel like something opening up for you in January.
Okay, you think it's going to be like a bigger size company, or I mean, a big company?
Yeah, it looks like a big company, and they have benefits and stuff. It looks like a really good job for you. It's full time, so it looks like a really good fit for you.
Yeah, I've been putting a few things out there. I reached out there for your recruiters, and then I reached out to mm-hmm. a recruiter. I had caught an error on a website, and I sent this recruiter an email, and she's connected to my LinkedIn. And I just reached out to her, and I said, you know, she thanked me for caught in the error, and I said, you know what, maybe you want to alert your IT department. And then I said, you know what, I had applied for a job. I'm still interested in the position, but I'm also open to other positions. Here are my credentials. This is my area of expertise. I'm open to other positions, and I attached my resume, and I sent it to her, but I haven't, you know, heard back anything. I sent it. So I don't want to press too much. But I don't know if you're
right.
thinking of something like that. That's a medical company, and they're very big.
Right.
They make like 10 to 50 billion a year, so I don't know if it's that company.
Yeah, I feel like that it will be that company. I feel like it'd be working out for you. So
yeah.
Okay.
You think she will reach out to me then? Her name is Rachel.
Yeah, I feel like that she'll reach out to you, but like I said, I wouldn't expect anything until next year. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Michael.
You're welcome. I appreciate you calling in. You have a great day. All right. If you would like to go to my website, it is www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set readings over there and stuff like that. So I'm still working on that site, so there's not a lot over there, but you can set up a reading over there now, so and things like that. So I want to go ahead and pray for somebody on air today. There's a couple people actually that I want to pray for as we get ready to close today. So one of them is Jesse, and he's fighting the flu bug, and so I want to pray for him. And then there's another person I want to pray for. His name is Tristan, and I want to pray for him. He's battling some stuff right now, and so I want to pray for them. So let's go ahead and close with prayer, and let's do that right now. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you again for this opportunity to come before you and to ask you to help in situations. And I pray for Jesse right now. I pray that you would just help him fight this flu bug that he's dealing with right now. And Tristan, I pray that you would just touch his body, and you know what the problem is, and you know, his wife. And I just pray that you would just touch him right now. And all of those that need a touch, I just pray that you would just touch them and meet their needs. And we say namaste and we say amen. So, all right. I want to say happy holidays to you. We won't be back on air again until next weekend. So sometime next weekend, I can't tell you when, but we'll be there. So have a happy holiday. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And check out my website at www.insightswithmichael.net. www.mikeoldavidson.net. I'll talk to you next week.